Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a need. I mean, I think Sam linebacker right now is a need, just like D-line, just like cornerback. And, you know, the philosophy is best player available at a position of need. And when you look at it from that perspective, If Javon Kinlaw and Derrick Brown are not there, which if the Falcons stay put at 16, I don't expect either of those guys to be there. Is C.J. Henderson, who I guess is considered that next corner, is he a better overall prospect than Kenneth Murray? And that's really where my thought process was. I think that what Murray can add to this defense, at the linebacker spot, with what they want to do, considering they love those guys who are super athletic and really fast, who can close on ball carriers and can cover in space. I think that is a good fit for Atlanta, which is why I went in that direction.
Yeah, and it's interesting, Randy, because we've spent a lot of time talking about the defensive line, which is still what I want the Falcons to do in the first round. I think we understand the focus that some have on the secondary and the cornerback position specifically, given that Desmond Trufant was let go in the offseason. You have a really young unit out there. And I also understand people that want to focus on the offensive line. Matt Ryan got sacked 50 times last year, got hit 100 other times on top of that, and the offensive line has been bad the last couple of seasons. Not a lot of people talking about linebacker, though, although we did have some conversation a couple weeks ago about, with Devondre Campbell leaving the team, whether or not you were comfortable with Foye Oluokun being your starting linebacker there next to Deion Jones. And, you know, the idea of a player like that, the idea of taking a guy in the first round at that position, Kenneth Murray in this mock draft, kind of says to me that maybe some folks that cover the Falcons aren't comfortable with Foye Oluokun as a starter.
That's what it says to me. I mean, and who knows this team better than Jason Butt, man, between him and D-Led and Vaughn and all those guys that cover him around the team more than anybody. So I would think that if they're at 16 and there's a linebacker there, I mean, it could be a possibility. I just look at it, the track record of the Falcons, they always go opposite of what we think. I mean, and no matter how many mock drafts you want to put up and people are putting them up, they're sending them to us. I appreciate it when they do that. But, I mean, when you look at the interior of the offensive line, you got two young guys on there already who are not getting who is at a disadvantage right now, and because they're not even – this is back-to-back years that they don't get a full NFL offseason. When I talk about Caleb McGarry and Chris Lindstrom, I mean, so they're missing out on a lot of stuff and a lot of learning right now. So you wouldn't draft another young guy and put him in there, because if you're drafting that high, we need a starter. That's what – remember my guy Chuck Smith said, we need starters. They need starters right there at 16 in the second round and third round. So, I mean, if you're going to take that linebacker, which is a position of need because you did lose Devondre Campbell, then go ahead and pull the trigger, man. But he better be able to come in and contribute right away.
Does the success – because I think we both agree they addressed needs that they had in free agency and got three starters, right? You got three starters in free agency between Todd Gurley. And we don't know what Todd Gurley is going to be, but as of today, and I think – when the season begins, he will be your starting running back. Obviously, Dante Fowler addressed a big need. And Hayden Hurst. I mean, you got a starter at tight end. So they got three starters in free agency and a couple project guys, too, like long shot guys that maybe can come in and like Laquan Treadwell and maybe be a diamond in the rough. Maybe not, but it's low risk. Because of the success that they had in free agency in addressing those positions, does that give them a little bit more leeway in the draft in that you can say, all right, yes, we want to draft guys that are all going to be starters, of course. But if we get a guy maybe on the offensive line who's a bit more of a project and maybe is the successor to Alex Mack in 2021 and doesn't start in 2020, did they afford themselves that freedom, or are you still on the position of they need to get in the first three and four rounds, all those guys have to be starters.
Well, the thing with it is if this was Dan Quinn's second year, you might be in that situation and think like that. But because your back is against the wall, and we do know that if you get off to another rough start, that you will no longer be the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. So I think that – I don't want to say you have a little leeway, but you can maybe go in a direction of an interior defensive tackle because you went and got a Dante Fowler or something like that. You know, I mean, you can probably go with a corner because, you know, you do need another corner because you did, like you said, you did let Dez Trufant go and you're still young on the outside edges. But, I mean, if they go with the guard or whatever, I mean, are there any – and I was looking at some stuff this weekend, there are not really any interior linemen that are worthy of being number 16, in my opinion. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a really good tackle draft. It's not the best draft for a center guard in the first round. Now, somebody's probably going to take one of them, but that's what I'm saying. Like, if the corner is there, do you go ahead and jump on him? Because you got to have multiple corners. We know that in this league, and it's a passing league. You got to have at least four guys you can put on the football field.
Now, I agree with everything that you just said, Randy, but I would respond with like a big picture commentary about the Falcons in the draft, which is they don't care what people say about who's projected where. Like last year, they drafted 14th, and literally no one had Chris Lindstrom going that high.
Nobody
had Chris. He's an interior lineman. Nobody had any interior lineman going that high. Falcons did. They took him at 14 because he's the guy they wanted. So while you're right, I don't look at any mock drafts. I know that Lloyd Cushenberry is a name from LSU that some people have had in that range because he's one of those guys maybe that could play guard and then slide into play center as his career goes on, and maybe that's a natural fit for the Falcons. But nobody has guys like that otherwise going at that spot. Falcons don't care about that. If they decide that's what they need most and the player that they covet most is there, they're going to take him. And that's what's fun and also frustrating about trying to get ready for a Falcons draft is it would be probably less fun if they were predictable, right? If we could just say, we know they're going to go edge rusher. They need an edge rusher. They're going to go edge rusher. Every time they need one, they get one. In this case, we never know what they're going to do. So, I mean, Jason Butt suggesting an outside linebacker, D-Led suggesting an interior offensive lineman, various different outlets suggesting cornerback, some people saying defensive tackle, some people saying edge rusher. The only things we haven't seen, and correct me if I'm wrong, the only things we haven't seen are wide receiver. You haven't seen a wide receiver, have you?
Nope. But no. For this year's draft?
Yeah, for this year. We haven't seen a wide receiver at 16.
No wide out. No.
And we haven't seen a quarterback at 16.
No.
Other than that, I've pretty much seen every other position.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. But here's the thing I can always say about Dan Quinn, and it happened in his first draft. Nobody saw Keanu Neal there, did they? And then as soon as that pick came up, they jumped on Keanu Neal, even though we knew, you know, going into it, they needed a linebacker. So what did they do? Come around second round, you go get Deion Jones. I mean, they found ways to make this thing work. But, I mean, this is hit or miss draft because this could be your last draft as far as being the – head coach for the Falcons, or Thomas Dimitroff being the GM of the Falcons. So you got to hit these picks because you have so many holes and you don't have a lot of money to give anybody. But maybe, and Matt Gano, he's still my odds on favorite to be the starting left guard. I mean, you go out there and can you go and find an impact player on the defensive side? Somebody's going to slide. Somebody's going to slide and somebody's going to be overpicked. It happens every draft. It just depends on which one of the Falcons. Are they going to be able to sit there and wait on a stud defensive player that might fall because of the quarterbacks and the offensive tackles?
Yeah, and I hope so, and I think so. And wide receivers, too. I wouldn't underestimate the idea of if somebody jumps up and takes a CeeDee Lamb or a Jerry Jeudy or something like that in the top 10, other teams reacting that way, and maybe there's a run on wide receivers, too. Best case scenario, run on quarterbacks, run on tackles, run on wide receivers, and then the Falcons have either the guy they want or maybe even a pick of guys that they want at number 16. Now, the fun thing about covering the Falcons draft and frustrating thing is that you never know what they're going to do. But what if you did? Here's an interesting wrinkle to this year's draft in that it's going to be completely virtual and everyone's going to be at home on some sort of teleconference, whether it's Zoom or whatever, however the IT folks of the NFL decide to make this thing work.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.